Yeah, 弟兄姐妹朋友们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, friends.
Yeah, 实在是这首诗歌真是我们的心灵哈，我们不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。
So truly, the songs reveal the longing in our hearts that not I, but through Christ in me.
Yeah, 今天也是特别的高兴哈，又能看到我们那么多的弟兄姐妹，我们一起早上来擘饼纪念我们的主。
So today, I'm especially joyous, feeling joyous because I can see so many brothers and sisters joining us to.For the Holy Communion to remember our Lord.
真是我们的心里实在是火热。
And truly feel this fire in the hearts.
再让我们这个火热继续啊，我们继续。
And we continue that fire.
要来我们来敬拜我们的主。
And to worship our Lord.
今天我要跟大家一起分享的信息是从雅各书里面。
So today the message I'll share with everyone came from the book of James.
我们先一起来读雅各书，我们从第一章十六节到二十五。
So let's turn to James first, chapter 1, verse 16 to 25.
我们就按照这个PPT 上面的顺序来哈，我们先用读下面的中文，然后呢就英文再读这个英文，然后我们再换下一张片。
And so we'll read the PowerPoints, the scripture on the PowerPoints, and we'll read Chinese first and then English.
所以我们在这里先读十六节、十七节哈，我们一起。
Chinese 16 and 17.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。我们英文
Verse 16 to 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from aboveComing down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
好，我们下面一章，我们中文就念十八节啊。他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
Verse 18, in the exercise of his will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruit among his creatures.
好，下面十九节和二十节中文，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Verse 19-20, this you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God.
下面我们再说中文二十一节。所以你们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Verse 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness.In humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls.
在下面我们是二十二节到二十三节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Verse 22 and 23, but prove yourselves stewards of the word.And not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror.
二十四节，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
Verse 24. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
下面二十五节。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是看就忘，乃是实在是行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Verse 25. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer.This man will be blessed in what he does.
我今天的题目大家肯定注意到在读的时候。
So you probably may have paid attention in the scripture reading about my title.
用了那么长的 作为这个题目。
Yeah, it's a pretty long scripture as the title for the message today.
我想我的用意也是让大家能够记住这一段话这一段话。
So my purpose is so that in my hopes that everyone would be able to remember these words.
是我们刚才读的那个十八节
So that's in the verse 18 we just read.
就讲到我们神他是按自己的旨意来生了我们，用真道生了我们。
And so that is that our God, He brought us forth with the word of truth.
他生了我们是他的目的是什么
？And what was His purpose for bringing us forth?
他叫我们能够在他所有的创造里面，所有的创造里面。
And so that in all of His creations,
好像一个初熟的果子。
That we be like the first fruit.
当然，我们雅各弟兄他在这里没有说这个初熟果子是要怎么样
So of course, Brother James didn't go into detail talking about what that first fruit is like.
但是当我们真是一看到这个初熟的果子，我们就会想到，在旧约里面的时候已经有一个预表。
And so, but whenever we hear the term first fruit, our thoughts immediately go to the Old Testament, where there was a foreshadowing of the first fruit.
在创世纪里面提到这些初熟的麦子也好，初熟的这个地产也好，初熟物，它都是。要归给神，献给神的。
Because in Genesis, whenever we talk about first fruit, whether it be grains or other products, that they first would be offered up to God.
所以这句话十八节，我们盼望也是能够作为我们的一个来背诵的经文。
And so this verse 18 is something that we ought to remember, something that we can recite.
那么我想把这个雅各他是这个书的作者的时候，稍微介绍一下。
So I'd like to introduce the author of this book, James, a little bit.
我们都知道，我们在新约里面我们总共有讲到了三个雅各。
So as we know in the New Testament, it mentioned there are three James.
第一个就是大家很熟悉的西比泰的儿子雅各。
And the first James was the son of Zebedee, we're all very familiar with.
他是约翰的哥哥。
So he was the brother, the elder brother of John.
他当然是十二个使徒里面的一个
And so he was one of the 12 disciples.
我们怎么知道他是哥哥的呢
？So how do we know that he was the older brother?
因为从使徒行传里面我们就可以读到。
Because from Book of Acts we read this.
十二章里面，因为他是第一个被那个希律用刀杀的。
And so because he was the out of the 12 disciples, he was the first to be killed. Under the sword by Herod.
Herod. Yeah, here. 所以在新约里面，唯一的提到使徒里面就被遭害的这使徒里面就是他雅各。
So he was the very first to be martyred in the Old Testament.
可以有各种传说保罗是怎么死的、殉道的，还有包括彼得是怎么殉道的。
And so there were other stories of how Paul and Peter were martyred.
但是唯一的记载在圣经里面新约里面就讲到是他这个雅各他是怎样殉道的
and, but only James was the only one who was clearly recorded in the Bible how he was martyred
然后另外一个雅各也是使徒之一是叫做亚勒菲的儿子雅各
and then the second James who was also one of the 12 disciples he was a son of Alphaeus
另外一个雅各
And then the third James.
我们特别注意到提到的是，我们保罗在他的这个加拉太书里面提到的这位雅各。
And so, this James was specially mentioned by Paul in the book of Corinthians.
Colossians.
Colossians.
Yeah, 他是保罗在那里说到这个雅各，他去了耶路撒冷，他见到没有见到别的人，见到这个耶稣的兄弟雅各。
So Paul in the book he recorded how on his journey to Jerusalem he didn't see anyone else but only James the brother of the Lord.
也保罗也特别称道这个雅各和基法还有约翰他们三个被称为是教会的柱石。
And then Paul especially mentioned that in the book Paul especially mentioned how this James and then Cephas and then Simon.John with the pillar of the church.
Yeah, pillar of the church. 对，然后呢，他这个特别保罗还提到，他跟这个雅各有这个行右手相交之礼。
And he also mentioned Paul also mentioned how they perform this right hand friendly gesture with James.
这写这本雅各书的时候，你从这本书里面你看不出来，这个耶稣的这个兄弟他提到自己是耶稣的兄弟。
And so from this book, you can't tell that the author was the he never mentioned that he was the brother of our Lord.
所以好多圣经学家就在研究哈这本书到底是三个雅各里面的哪一位写的。
So many Bible scholars spent a lot of time studying, trying to determine who was which James was the author of the book.
我们长话短说，我们就说就是这位啊。耶稣的兄弟雅各。
So long story short, we know that it was the brother of our Lord. It was that James.
他是不是列在十二个使徒当中
？So he was not listed as one of the 12 disciples.
他是在耶稣上十字架是复活之后以后，他才来跟随主的。
He became a follower of Christ after our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross and then was resurrected.
他一直在牧养教会哈，牧养教会三十年。
And so he had been shepherding the church for 30 years.
据说他的殉道是在耶路撒冷哈。
It was said that he was martyred in Jerusalem.
好，我们现在就回到我们今天我们要来看的这个雅各给我们所写出来的。
So now let's turn back to the message and what James wanted to share with us.
他要把我们带出来主的信息。
And the message.He wants to share with us that came from the Lord.
第一句话我们刚才读到，他说：“亲爱的弟兄们。”
So in the very first verse, verse 16, we read, "You see, my beloved brethren."
他说：“不要看错了。”
Do not be deceived.
看错什么？
Deceived by what?
我想我们读了下面，我们就知道，他说：“不要看错了，没有看到这个意象，神要给我们的。”
So.We'll come to understand what he meant in the next verse, because he will say, "Do not be deceived by the vision that we saw."
我们看第十七节哈。
So let's take look at verse 17.
我们这位雅各弟兄是怎么说的
？And see what our brother James said.
他要我们不要看错。
And he said, "Do not be deceived."
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，是从众光之父那里降下来。
Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights.
在这里说，他说在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
And that with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
他告诉我们，就从旧约是神是这样，在新约这个时代也是这样。
And basically, he's telling us that God was like this way in the Old Testament, and He's the same, exact same in the New Testament as well.
特别是刚才到了十八节了哈。
Especially when we come to verse 18.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
In the exercise of His will, He brought us forth by the word of truth.
叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
So that we would be a kind of first fruits among His creatures.
这个里面。这句话哈，我们注意特别注意到三点。
So let's pay attention to three points in the verses we just read.
第一个，它是用真道。
And the first one is that the word of truth.
真道生了谁？生了我们。
And the word of truth brought us forth.
第三个点特别注意到是初熟的果子。
And the third point is the first fruits.
我们再回到第一个真道。
So let's take a look at the first point, word of truth.
我们可以看到，从新约整个新约报告旧约，看到我们在这里，神他是让耶稣基督来从耶稣基督里生了我们。
And so from Old Testament to New Testament, we can see that it's through Lord Jesus Christ that brought us forward.
我们读约翰福音的时候，我们可特别注意到，约翰福音和前面的三本福音书有很大的不同。
And especially when we read the book of John, it's vastly different from the first three books before it.
他一开始就把这个真道啊，这个道太初有道的道给指明出来。
Because in the very first sentence, it says in the beginning there was the word. He mentioned the emphasis on the word.
讲到这个道里面，然后生命也在里面。
And also saying the life is in that word.
但英文的时候就注意到，他刚才我们听的弟兄讲的是那个话啊，如果是 word， 他就我们如果中文直接翻他的话，就是神的话。
And so there's a slight difference in use of wording. In the English version, it says the word, whereas the Chinese is translated to the path, the way.
所以我们这个中文的翻译哈，确实，它就翻成道，它也不加上一个路啊，也不是说道路，它就是道。
And so in the Chinese, it says the path. It's not a road. It's a path.
然后你真正看到这个道里面到底是什么的时候，只有从主耶稣他自己的话里面，我们才能真正的明白。
And so what exactly is that? We can only tell by looking through the lens of Jesus, our Lord Jesus.
我们中文翻译成把话翻译成道的时候，注意看到是不是有三点是耶稣他自己。
And so in the Chinese translation, when we use translate the word to actually, sorry, it should be the truth.
The
truth. So let's pay attention to what this truth is.
耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
And our Lord himself said I am the truth, the way and life.
所以我们在中文里面翻译成道里面，实际上如果把它仔细去看的话，这三个在一起。
And so in Chinese version, if we truly pay attention to the word being used, it's actually a combination of those three things.
我们刚才有没有看到这十八节？实际上神他在这里要把他的意象来给我们看。
So do we not see that in verse 18, God wants to show us his vision?
我们今年的主题啊，董平弟兄啊跟我们说的是这个意象和使命。
And so the theme for our church this year, like our brother Pong shared with us, is that it's of vision and mission.
我们夏令会也特别在这个主题上面，有很好的交通。
And so also we have a great community fellowship on this topic during our retreat.
在这里我们所讲的意象哈，对我们基督徒来要讲的意象是什么呢
？So what's the meaning of vision in the context for in relation to us as Christians?
在旧约里面，我们常常看到神，好像摩西啊，神是用那个荆棘里面着火啊，这个特殊的一个现象来吸引摩西到他的面前。
And so, in terms of in the Old Testament, when we talk about vision, we remember the story of Moses, how the God attracted his attention with a burning bush.
好像是有一个特别的一个就物质界能够看到的一样东西，然后把它引到神的面前。
And it seems like this is something that it's extraordinary in the physical world, which drew his attention to the Lord.
但是我们东平弟兄又给我们特别讲了一个，讲到大卫他的经历的时候，他怎么抓住这个意象
？But our brother Paul also shared about David and how he held on to the vision, how he saw the visions.
我们知道他这一生哈，大卫的一生里面没有像摩西或者是后面的一些其他的先知一样，有特别的神给他一个这样子不寻常的一个图画。
So we know that throughout the life of David, he didn't have those kind of extraordinary experiences, similar to ones to which Moses or other later prophets went through.
但是神却给他一个评价说，他大卫是合我心意的人。
But yet, God said that David was one who was after his heart.
那就是什么意思？就是说大卫是知道神的旨意的。
So what that means is that basically God is saying that David is one who knew the heart, the will of God.
而且是知道，不但知道，他是遵行这个旨意的。
And not only did he know what God wanted, but he also was a doer.
所以我们可不可以看到，在这里实际上就是圣灵将神的永远的旨意向我们来启示的时候，这个就是让我们看到的这个意象。
And so from that we can tell that's when the Holy Spirit revealed to us the vision of God, and that's what this is about.
这里我们看到，也是圣灵哈，圣灵他借着这本书雅各书的这句话，来向我们要我们看到一个，他要启示我们一个意象。
And so from this we can also see that the Holy Spirit through the book of James, he wants to show us a vision.
实在是我们天父的。他的旨意哈，他用这种真道要生我们。
And that is the will of our heavenly Father to bring us forth through the word of truth.
他生我的目的，他是要在他所造的万物当中，叫我们像初熟的果子一样。
And that so that we be a kind of first fruit among His creations.
我们看到神的旨意，我们也看到神在我们身上，他有工作要做。
And so now we saw his will, but also his will for us, but then also his work that he is to do on us.
这个意象它有一个特点，它是活的哈。
So there's something very special about vision is that it's alive.
如果我们真正的这个意象被我们看见，被我们抓住的时候。
And especially when we can truly see that vision and when we hold on to that vision.
它会影响我们今后的生命。
It will affect the rest of our lives.
影响我们要走的道路。
It will affect the way, the path that we walk.
也会影响到我们最后的结局。
And also will affect our conclusion, our ending.
所以我们知道，他神借着真道就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And so God through the word of truth, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，我们在主耶稣基督里，我们重生了，我们得了一个新生命。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, in that truth, we receive a new life.
我们在座的我们啊，都啊经过受洗哈，经过受洗，我们啊一起成为神的儿女。
So all of us here, we've all been baptized. We become children of God.
16号两个礼拜啊，两个礼拜之后，我们啊教会又有这个受洗的一个见证聚会。
So 2 weeks later from today, on the 16th, we'll have a baptism service.
我们可能有三位或者到四位的弟兄姐妹会受洗归入他的名下。
And then we'll have 3 or 4 brothers and sisters who will be baptized under the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道从保罗他的罗马书里面，我们知道我们这个受洗哈是归入他的死，是与耶稣基督联合在十架上联合。
So through the book of Romans written by Paul, we know that the baptism means that to be united with our Lord in death and to go under His name.
然后是让我们能够我们的行为、我们的举动都有新生的样式。
And then, the way that we live our life, the things that we say, the things that we do, now take on the image of Christ.
新生的样式，也就是说，我们从孩子像婴孩一样的，我们归入主了之后，他生我们出来，但是我们还处于一个婴孩的阶段。
And when we were first baptized, we were baptized into Him just like a newborn baby, even though He brought us forth afterwards.We're still like a baby.
我们也回到约翰福音的时候，我们主耶稣特别跟那个尼哥底母，他在谈这个进入神的国的时候。
And so in Book of John, when our Lord was talking with Nicodemus, when they talk about on the subject of the kingdom of heaven.
然后他们谈到了之后，耶稣就告诉他说，是在约翰福音的3章3节哈。
And so he was telling him in John chapter 3:3.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
所以尼哥底母他听到耶稣说重生的时候，他说：“哎呀，我都那么老了，我难道再回到母腹里面再生一遍吗？”
And so Nicodemus, when he heard this, he said, "I'm so old. Am I to go back to my mother's womb and be reborn again?"
约翰福音的3章5节。耶稣就对他说了：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
And then verse 5, Jesus responded saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
我们特别注意到，耶稣在这里说：“人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
So pay special attention here. He said that unless one is born of water and the Spirit.He cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣也更进一步告诉他说，如果我们从肉身哈，如果你回到母亲，你怀里再生一遍，还是肉身，从肉身生的还是肉身。
So because of this, even if you could, even if one could return to one's mother's womb and be reborn, you still can't enter into the kingdom of God.
只有从灵生的哈才是灵。
And only those who are born reborn of the Spirit can you enter.
所以我们知道神。按照他的旨意，用真道生了我们。
And so we know that through His will, through God's will, He brought us forth by the word of truth.
那个真道就是耶稣基督。
And that word of truth is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都是在主耶稣，因着主耶稣，他基督，我们在他里面得了重生。
And because we are in Him, through Him, that we are able to be reborn.
既然是他重生，就有耶稣基督的生命。
And because we were reborn through Him, then we have the life.Of our Lord Jesus.
好了，我们重生得救了，我们难道我们就躺在这里不动了？
And so now that we're reborn, do we just lay there and do nothing?
啊，我们已经有得到永生了。
And now that you receive eternal life.
但我们要看看神的旨意在这里哪里。
Of course, we want to understand what is the will of God.
因为神他说在这里十八节的时候说，他要在他所造的万物当中，要我们这些他生我们的，要我们怎么样？
And because here in verse 18 it says that we are to be, among His creature like what?
是要成为初熟的果子。
We are to be a kind of first fruit among His creatures.
初熟的果子的时候，在旧约刚才我已经讲到了，它是献给神的，也是属于神的。
And so, first fruit, as we just mentioned in the Old Testament, it's of God and to be belong to God.
我们如果看到，因为新旧约常常是想给我们看到一个预表，也是一幅图画哈，图像，让我们能够看得很清楚。
And as we often say, the Old Testament is like it's a foreshadowing of the New Testament. It draws this beautiful picture so that we can understand.
它是有一个预指的哈，它是一个预指。
So there's a foretelling in the Old Testament.
我们现在我们也都知道，我们在夏季啊，在这里我们很许多那个水果上市了。
And so now that we're in summertime, we know there are lots of fruit, fresh fruit coming onto the market.
如果你像我们讲到樱桃的话，当然现在已经过了。樱桃刚上市的时候，那个初熟的话，第一批那个它的最贵哈，价钱最贵。
And so, we just passed the season for cherries, but if you remember, when cherries during cherry seasons, the very first batch, those the first fruits, they were the most expensive.
当然我们在这里我们所看到，神要我们看到的，它的初熟都是属于他的。
And so here God wants us to see that all the first fruit belong to God.
旧约里面给我们看到一幅图画，但它的真正的结果结论，它所要讲的是在新约里面把它解释出来。
So the Old Testament allows to see this beautiful picture, but what it means, the meaning behind that picture are explained in the New Testament.
我们讲到在启示录十四章的时候，我们可以看到。
And then in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, it talks about.
我可以读给大家听哈，十四章四节。
Chapter 14.
十四章四节，他说在这里说的好，讲了这些人哈，他这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他，他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神。
So Revelation chapter 14 verse 4 says, These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste, and these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
我们知道这里讲到的是这些得胜者。
So these are the overcomers.
我们在读新约的时候，我们知道谁是真正的那个成熟的果子。
So in reading New Testament, we know that who are the first fruits.
哥林多前书十五章二十三节。
So First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 23.
保罗在这里说到，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. After that, those who are Christ's at his coming.
我们看到神的心意里面是把我们放在基督里。
So from this we can tell that is God's will to place us into Christ.
我们可以借着基督，我们跟他一样成为初熟的果子。
And through him we too can become first fruits.
这是我们刚才那首诗歌所唱的，不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活。
So just like the song we just sang is that no longer I but is Christ who lives in me.
雅各在这里要我们看到神的一个旨意。
So James wants us to see the will of God.
让我们能够抓住这个意象。
So that we can hold on to this vision.
也让这个意象来控制我们今后的生活。
And allow so that we can allow this vision to control the rest of our lives.
要给我们有一个应该的一个我们的叫使命的这个感动。
And that we should have this mission that we should strive for.
我们讲到意象和使命。
So vision and mission.
意象是神向我们来的启示，是要我们抓住的。
So vision is something that comes from, it's a revelation coming from God, something that He wants us to hold on to.
使命是从我们里面因着这个意象我们而有的生活。
And mission is something that we, because we now have that vision, that we ought to live a life that matches up with that.
他这个意象要能够吸引我们，让我们能够来在我们的生活中言行，然后包括我们的侍奉中，都被他来影响。
And so that vision will draw us near and control all aspects of our lives, what we speak and what we do and how we serve.
如果我们真正被这个意象所抓住，或者说我们抓住这个意象的时候，我们一定会里面产生一个不妥协的一个使命感。
And so if we are able to truly see that vision and hold on to that vision, then it'll inevitably lead us to an uncompromising sense of mission.
我们还要注意到刚才这句话十八节里面，特别他用的复数是我们。
And so pay special attention in verse 18, it uses a plural, it says we.
我们的话就是我们里面当中，我们是有一个一个一个个人。
And of course, among that, we have individuals.
我们看到我们的话就是多数了。
But yet, when it says we, it refers to the collective, that's plural.
你再进一步看的时候，这个我们就是指的教会。
So if we take a closer look at this, the we refers to the church.
神他的旨意用真道生了我们。
So he brought us forth through the word of truth.
我们看到是当耶稣上了十字架，然后复活之后，教会也就诞生了。我们讲。
And so it was also saw that when our Lord Jesus was crucified, the church was born.
是用耶稣的材料血和肉所生出来的。
It was brought forth by our Lord Jesus Christ, His blood and His body.
所以在这里讲到，我们初熟的果子不但是我们个人，我们更是看到一个教会。
So here we can see that the first fruit not only does it refer to us individually, but also to the church as a whole.
我们如果看到以弗所书一章四节的时候
，And if we see Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4，
保罗就在这里看到，因为讲到教会，他说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，注意到也是我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, just as he chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we, again, that's the plural, we would be holy and blameless before Him.
然后到了二十二节的时候，保罗就点出来了。他说：“又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。”
And then in verse 22, he further makes a point, and he pulled all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church.
再进一步，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Even further, in even more detail, verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们有没有看到神的他旨意里面，他是要一个新人？这个新人，我们主耶稣他是元首，我们都是他的身体。
So.We see this in his will. He wants, our Lord Jesus wants a new man, and that man with him as the head and the rest of us as the body.
这个工作，我们主耶稣到如今，他一直还在做。
And this work, our Lord Jesus continues to work even till today.
以弗所书的五章二十六节说到。
And in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 it says,
我们讲到我们主耶稣他要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
It says, our Lord Jesus, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
二十七节可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹、等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
In verse 27, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing.But that she would be holy and blameless.
我们看到这个荣耀的教会目前还正在这个神的工作当中。
And we can see that this glorious church is still under construction by God.
我们今天我们也是我们在一起的时候，我们实际上不是当到了一个教堂里面来，我们在这里看到的是一个教会，是我们主耶稣的身体。
And so same thing as we gather here, we're not just simply coming under a physical building, but rather we're coming into His church.
我们与主的关系刚才也讲了，就是一个身体好像和一个头的关系。
And our relationship with our Lord, just as we have mentioned, talked about before, is one of the between the body and the head.
我们也讲到这个成熟的果子，这成熟初熟的这个果子，它能够长熟成熟， 是要经过啊，如果从这个我们的物质的看到真的水果的话，它也要经过四季啊，什么四季。
And then we talk about how the first fruit, maturity of the first fruit, and it needs to go through the four seasons.
它这棵树要本身要经过寒冬，也要经过春天，也要经过夏天、夏日。
And the tree itself, it has to survive the cold winter, then go to spring, and then summer.
那我们这些要成熟的成为初熟的果子，跟耶稣也是一样，要经过耶稣走的道路。
And same thing with us, the first fruits. If we are to mature, we also need to go through the path of Jesus.
也就是我们主耶稣所说的，要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And that is what our Lord Jesus said before, is that to lay ourselves down and to carry our own cross.
就像一个人一样的身体啊，我们的各个肢体，我们每一个弟兄姐妹都像一个肢体一样的，我们啊连接在这个啊我们身体连接我们这个头上面。
And in the same way, all brothers and sisters in the church, we unite into one body to be connected to the head.
就像这个我们的头脑怎么想、怎么动的时候，要动手，然后要动脚。动嘴巴、动耳朵，都是听这个我们的头里面的指挥。
And the same way how our own body works is that if we are to want to move our hands or feet or make a move, mouse move, it all comes from the head.
我们与主的关系也就是这样。
And that's the same relationship we have with our Lord.
我们每一个个体、我们每一个人、每一个肢体，都是要连于元首基督的。
Every single part of the body must be connected to the head.
我们全身哈，整个教会，我们全身啊，就是要靠着主耶稣基督来联络的合适。
And then the entire church, the body is we need to be connected with our Lord Jesus Christ.
来听他的指挥。
And to listen to his commands.
就像他的旨意，他说命令下来之后啊，比如讲命令的是手要动，这个手就要动。
So that when his will comes down, for example, like if the head is commanding the hand to move, the hand will then respond.
然后脚要动，要走还走路就要动。
And then when the head commands the feet to move, the feet will move.
如果我们跟他没有连接起来，他上面有指挥下来，但是有命令下来，但是我们下面没有动作反应。
But if we're disconnected from the head, then the command could be issued from the head, but the body simply wouldn't respond.
所以这个就有问题了，这要保证我们能跟主耶稣连在一起。
And then we have a problem. And that's why we need to make sure that we're connected with Christ.
那么我们在教会里面，我们彼此之间，我们弟兄姐妹，我们彼此的关系是什么呢？
And then, so within the church itself, what's our relationship with each other?
因为神实在是在这里继续把我们放在教会里面一起建造，能够成为一个成熟的、初熟的果子。
Because God continues to put us in the church so that we can build one another, so that we can become the first fruit.
如果我们刚才读到这个，我们再回到这个雅各书的时候，我们特别能看到其中的一条，他说。
And so if we return to the book of James, the verses we just read, one of those verses says,
他说二十一节二十一节
in verse 21,
你们要脱去一切污秽淫愚的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls.
就是靠，这是在教会里面，我们一起靠着这个十字架哈，就是十字架来胜过我们这些肉体。
So by relying upon the cross, we have victory over our physical body, our fleshly body.
Yeah, 二十一节刚才所讲到，这些都是从我们的肉体里面出来的，就是我们老我里面出来的。
So all these things, these wickedness, this filthiness, all comes from our old self, that old body.
我们可以做一个比喻哈，到底什么叫肉体
？So let's take look at one more example. What does the old fleshly body mean?
我们都有一个肉身嘛，我们这个现在你看到的，我看到你的，我们这个外面我们都有一个这样的一个身体
So we all have this physical body that the ones we could see.
英文里面都是。讲到这个肉体就是 flesh 嘛，是吧
？Yeah, it's just fleshly body.
那么肉体呢，是相当于什么呢
？So what can we compare to？
有点像我们把电脑来看一下你有不同不样的各种样的电脑，但它里面有个软件在里面，这个操作这个电脑的。
So in a way, we could kind of think about our body is kind of similar to a PC, a computer, where it comes in different shape and sizes, but inside all of them, there's this software that controls all the physical hardware.
所以我们出来的言语也好，我们所做的行为也好，啊，都是从我们这个里面这个软件出来的。
And so everything that we say, the things that we do, all come from, are all controlled by that software inside.
所以这个这个肉体啊，叫肉体哈，如果这是从我们都是从老亚当过来的，所以这个东西我们要对付。
And so because we all descendants from Adam, so we have to deal with this old body.
主耶稣把我们放在他的教会当中，让我们来靠着十字架哈，要来胜过啊这些肉体的事情。
And so Lord Jesus places all of us inside the church so that through the cross we could deal with the body.
我们要稍微知道多一点的话，要我们要去看罗马书第六章第七章第八章。
And so if we are to learn a little bit more, we should read Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8.
但是我们在教会里面，神要把我们建造成什么样的我们弟兄姐妹彼此的关系呢？
So what's God's goal for what kind of relationship he want us to build with one another in church?
因为我们被称为我们是都是弟兄和姐妹。
Because we call one another brothers and sisters.
因为我们都是从神生的。
Because we were all brought forth by God.
都有他的生命。
And so we have all have his life.
所以我们才称为弟兄和姐妹。
And that's why we call each other brothers and sisters.
也可以说用一个家庭来来表示哈，来表示我们这个彼此的关系。
And so we can represent our relationship with one another with that of a family.
我们应当是我们都是。弟兄姐妹，我们在一起的话，我们是要彼此互相的相爱，然后彼此的帮助的。
And so, because we're one family, when we're brothers and sisters, we ought to love one another and help support one another.
我们要一起长大，要成熟。
And to grow together and mature together.
要能够一起成为得胜者。
And to be overcomers.
因为神他要的是一个初熟的果子。
Because God wants first fruits.
我们现在看看我们现在样子的话。跟这个还差得很远。
But if we look at ourselves now, we're far from that.
但是我们在这个教会里面，我们一起的时候，我们是彼此帮助、鼓励，让我们能够一起成长。
But when we're in the church, we can help one another to encourage one another to grow and mature.
包括我们，比如说年长的帮助年轻的弟兄和姐妹。
For example, like the older believers, brothers and sisters can help the younger ones.
Yeah, 从我们自己所领受的到我们在主里的经历，我们可以帮助的年轻的人，我们一起成长。
So through what we have learned for our years, we could share this and help the younger ones to grow.
我们年轻人也是身强力壮，可以帮助这些年老的弟兄姐妹在生活上各方面，我们都可能来帮助他们。
And in the same way, the younger brothers and sisters, we can help the older brothers and sisters because of our strength, and then we can help them with their daily lives.
我们年长的弟兄姐妹，有可能我们的行走各方面都不方便，但是我们可以为我们年轻的，可以为教会里面为他们祷告，为他们祝福。
And then so also the older brothers and sisters, even though physically might not be as strong as before, that we can support the younger brothers and sisters through our prayers.
像我们这边也是，我们今天也特别高兴，我们当中很多的哈奇森的那边的弟兄姐妹基本上姐妹今天一起来到我们当中，我们就有年轻的弟兄，我们开车去接他们过来。
And for example, I'm very happy to see a lot of our brothers and sisters, mostly sisters from the Hutchinson home, joining us today. So we have brothers who drove the van to bring them here today.
我们在这里所做的，一起所做的是让我们大家能够一起的成长，哈，一起成长。
So all that we do is so that we can help one another to grow.
我们弟兄姐妹彼此的关系，我们不是像世上的，我们好像是一个增进哈，一个比赛的这种关系哈。
And so our relationship with one another in the church is not like similar to that.Of this world where it's a competitive relationship.
不是像我们上学的时候，无论小学也好，大学也好，我们不是说我们在班上我们要争一个第一名啊。
So it's not like how the way that things are growing up. That, for example, even at school or at work, you're competing with one another, trying to be the top.
我们不是说要争一个学霸。
And we're not trying to be the best at your class.
或者也是说在你工作的单位你要争。寻求工作的时候，还要争到某一个工作。
or like when you're seeking employment, you're trying to fight for that spot.
啊，这是都是这是竞争的关系。
So those are competitive relationship.
包括你在工作单位里面要竞争一个被提升的职位。
Or even at your work, you're fighting against your other coworkers for a promotion.
啊，或者争一个提升的机会。
Trying to fight to get into a better position.
啊，这些都是世上的事情。
So these are more worldly concerns.
但是这些东西都是在我们的老我里面。
And these are all part of our old self.
但是我们在教会，这实在是一个我们互相彼此帮助，我们是一起看到是一起成长。
But in the church, it's we're in a relationship of helping one another, helping each other to grow.
我们跑得快的，我们在属灵上面跑得快的，我们能够来帮助我们在属灵上面还刚刚起步的或者跑得慢的。
Those who may be more advanced spiritually speaking, they can help those who are a little bit slower, to grow.
啊，有的甚至跌倒的，我们要去，我们要等着，我们要把它给扶起来。
Or someone who had tripped and fell, then we ought to wait and help them up.
那这些都是啊，我们主耶稣要在这里把他的教会来洗净，成为圣洁。
So this is how our Lord Jesus cleansed and washed his church.
我们也知道这些方面实际上真正能够行出来的不容易。
So we all know that it's not easy to actually do this.
我们有时常常就会有这种竞争，然后有如果没有竞争，看别人比自己好的时候，我们常常会有嫉妒的心都出来。
In reality, oftentimes we're very competitive with those around us, and even to a point, sometimes if we someone else is doing better than we are, then we might be jealous of them.
啊，虽然我们可能已经里面有很好的造诣的时候，但是有的时候你注意看我们的老我哈会出来。
And so that's even when we are doing well, you can still see that our old self coming out.
啊，里面常常出来会有嫉妒。
And so that when the old self comes out, oftentimes there's jealousy involved.
比较能控制的好的话，你可能不表现出来，但是心里面还是会有不舒服。
And then if you could control well, then you might not act it out, but inside you still don't feel good.
或者在教会里面看到，哎呀，这个人，那个讲道怎么好像比我好。
Or in church, you will see somebody else, you will feel, oh wow, that person is able to give a much better message, share a better message than I can.
这个人带查经的时候，他里面怎么有那么多亮光，大家都愿意听。
Or why is it that when this person is leading Bible studies, he has so much light coming through him that everyone wants to listen to what he has to say?
怎么这个人他来负责教会里面的星期天的饮食的时候，他怎么做的那么好？大家都说他那个菜烧的好。
Or why was it when this person was leading the was doing the snacks refreshments, providing fresh refreshments, she's doing so well and everybody enjoyed the snacks that she provided.
我们里面是应该是乐滋滋的呢，为他们称赞呢，还是说里面有点苦毒？哎呀，我怎么好像呀没有他这样子哈。
So when you see these things, do you feel happy for that person inside, or do you feel jealous and say, how come I can't do this?
我们在世上的工作上面也是一样，我们有主耶稣的生命的时候，我们在世上面，我们也当活出这样的生命来。
And so when we have the life of Jesus inside of us, we ought to live out that out, even especially in our daily lives.
看到别人在树林上面能够这样子的跑得快、长得快的时候，我们要为他高兴。
And so when we see other people growing or even racing ahead in their spiritual life, we ought to be happy for them.
如果你真正愿意的话，要帮助他，愿意让他站在你的肩膀上，往上，继续的往上发生长哈，成长。
And if it helps them to grow and mature, even to allow them to step on your shoulders so that they may be that so that they may grow.
我自己也是哈，我们实际上已经信主很多很多年，我在公司里面也定义我的时间是要不要花在公司里面，该花的花，但是要来服侍神。
So same thing in my life. So for example, in my work, I already have made up my mind to dedicate the amount of time that I ought to dedicate to the company, but the rest I will dedicate to God.
所以当我们有个同事，他是从另外一个组，他说他想到我们这个组来的时候，他来了解一些特别的情况。
And so when another a person that works in my company wants to move to our group and want to learn a little bit more about our group,
他也是比我后进到那个公司的哈。
So he entered into our company at a later time than I did.
然后我就特别的鼓励他啊，能够啊来到我们这边啊，来我们这边，我跟他讲是哪些方面可以发展，我都跟他告诉他。
So I encourage him to come to our group and share with him which areas can he grow in and expand in.
So 过了几年之后。我们公司都有一个提升哈，我也在这个提升里面，他也在里面。
And so after a few years, our company had this this going through promotions with various positions, and so I was among one of the being considered, and so was this other coworker.
当我看到被提升的时候，当然心里非常的高兴哈。
And so,
yeah, was promoted.
So when I was promoted, I feel very happy. I was delighted.
但是当我一看到他比我提升的更高的时候，一下心里面一下子就下来了。
When I saw that the other person actually got promoted to an even higher position, all of a sudden my heart just kind of sank a little.
后来里面真是有圣灵的感动，说你不是说的吗？你要在神的里面好好的服侍，你不愿意在公司里面多花时间。
And then this voice inside of me just reminded me, didn't you yourself say that you want to limit your time at the company and then spend the rest in serving God?
所以我们这里面的肉体哈，你不小心的话，它就会出来。所以我们应该要靠着十字架来致死。
And so, we can tell that this our fleshly body, if we're not careful, we want to reveal itself. So we must deal with it with the cross.
然后我们在教会里面，我们弟兄姐妹，让我们都能有一个共识啊！我们共识，我们是要在这里一起成长。
And so in the church, all brothers and sisters, we must have the same will, and that is to grow together.
也是一个我们的一个方向，生活的方向目标。
And that should also become a goal of our lives.
让我们大家一起成长的时候，就是这个教会成长，能够真正成为一个出熟的果子，来献给我们的神。和我们的主耶稣基督。
So that we could, when we grow mature, we can truly become a first fruit and be offered up to our Lord Jesus.
这就成为我们的一个使命啊，我们的使命。
And that becomes our mission.
我们也是让这个使命，我们紧紧抓住，改变我们的一生。
And we also hold on to that mission so that we can change the rest of our lives.
我们回到雅各书的时候，他特别告诉我们要我们每个人，我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
But and then referring back to the book of James, it says, but each of you must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
我们常常讲到，如果这句话光从字面上来理解，你说快快的听，到底是怎么听法
？So oftentimes when we read this, you may just going by the words, you may wonder, how does one quickly listen?
我们可能在听一些那个录像的时候。你可能可以做到快快听，把它放那个速度放的啪很快，是吧
？So maybe if we're watching a recording or listening to a recording, it's easy because we could put that playback speed at twice the normal speed or something, so that we could quickly listen to something.
那个它也只是放出来快，也是讲话的人快，但是你怎么能听得快呢
？But even then, it's just only the speaker in those recording are speaking quickly. But how do we listen quickly?
Yeah.这也是一个我的问题，我想也是你们的问题。
So this is something, this is a question that I have. Maybe perhaps this is also something, a question that you guys may run into.
我想，在我们听的时候，听主讲道的时候，我们真是第一个是专心啊。
So I think when we listen to the word of God, the first thing we need to do is to pay attention.
不让里面的字漏掉。
And do not miss a single word.
我们现在有个好处就是我们像这里的讲道啊。都会有录下来哈，回去的时候还可以漏掉的地方还可以听。
So one advantage we have nowadays is that everything's recorded, so we can actually go back later and review the recording.
我们许多的弟兄姐妹在听到的时候会做些笔记，我也试着好像做些笔记。
Or brothers and sisters, I see a lot of time myself included is that oftentimes when we hear a message, we would take notes.
但是有的时候你做笔记，你会发现好像你在做的时候，另外一句可能会漏掉的。
Oftentimes you find out that you discover that as you're taking those notes, you're missing out other words.
有的时候如果拿手机出来做的时候，它动不动会跳出一个信息来，也给你打叉。
Or if you're using your smartphone to take notes, and sometimes some message would jump up or some text would jump up, and that distracted you.
所以我想这就要快快听，我想就不做笔记了，我们就真的很注意的听，然后回去你漏掉的地方回去再听这个录音。
So I think for me, quick to listen means that I pay full attention to the message and not taking notes, and then go back later at home to listen to the recording again, and then to see what I missed.
我也知道这里的大学好像他有特别教是吧？然后做一些怎么很快的笔记，这是他们是一个课程。
And so I seem to recall that even in college there are these courses that will teach you to how to take shorthand notes.
他们可能有的用符号，有的用一个一笔一画就代替很多字。
And sometimes they use symbols and to basically it's a little scribbly line will actually represent words.
不管怎么样，你是记笔记也好，不记笔记也好，你如果你记了笔记回去也不看的话，或者是你听完了到了回去之后过几天就忘掉的话。都是一样，没有用哈。
So regardless, but if you take notes, but then you don't review them later on, or you just completely forgotten the message afterwards after you leave this place, it's kind of useless.
这也是雅各他在这里特别提醒我们，他们说你们不单要单单的听到，而且还要行道。
So that's why James reminds us here that not only do we not only need to listen to the word, but also need to be doers.
我们来看看这个二十二节雅各是怎么说的。
Let's take a look at verse 22 and see what James said.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Verse 22, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves.
二十三节，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
23. For if anyone is a hearer of the words and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror.
看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was.
雅各弟兄他在这里用人看镜子来描述，如果我们听得到没有行的话，就像人看镜子，看完走开。就忘了你原来的相貌。
So Brother James here used an example of one looking through the mirror to illustrate someone who just listened to the word and not be a doer of the words. It's like you're just looking at the mirror, and as soon as you leave, you completely forgotten what you look like.
雅各的这句话实际上我以前都读过。
So we read this passage before.
但是在这里我就在想这个镜子，看镜子的事情。
So, but me here, I'm constantly kind of dwelling on this looking into the mirror, this example.
如果从我现在来看的话，我可能早上洗脸时稍微瞄了一眼，然后就好了。
So to me, my daily, the only time I ever glance in the mirror is in the morning. Maybe I just wash my face after I get up. That's about it.
也不会太在意你。那头发是怎么样乱七八糟的可能都稍微搞一下有可能
and probably don't pay too much attention of how the hair was for example maybe fix it up a little bit
那么我在这准备这个道的时候我就特别来注意来想想看到底是怎么看镜子它的意思是什么
but when I was preparing this message I thought more about what's the meaning behind looking into a mirror
我想可能不能光从自己来看
I feel like probably it's not just I can't look at this just from my own point of view.
我们弟兄来看，可能对镜子来说，这个比喻的话，可能确实我们也不大看镜子，对吧
？So perhaps, for example, to the brothers, maybe this example, the mirror of example, doesn't mean too much.
我们姐妹的话，可以看镜子，可能能够看个半小时。
However, for our sisters, we may be able to look at the mirror for half an hour.
她可能够看到很细节，眼睫毛都要看，对吧
？Probably you pay lots of detail attention to every detail of your face, maybe down to every single hair on the eyebrow.
我们姐妹她的包里面可能还有不会缺少一个镜子吧。
So probably most sisters in your purses probably you have a mirror.
所以他们是可以随时拿出来看自己。
So it's to make it easier to look at yourself at any time.
所以姐妹们她们不是看了镜子会忘，她们是常常看，所以也就是她们会记得自己的相貌。
So probably for sisters they because they often look at the mirrors they'll probably remember what they look like.
我们可以知道，在这里雅各他用这个实际的情况哈，我们讲到我们里面，特别是弟兄，我们真是有的时候就是在镜子里面是照，但是你没有做任何的任何事来纠正或怎么样的话，也就是走后连你的相貌都忘了。
So probably James most likely used here in using the example of a mirror is from the perspective of a brother, because we oftentimes just kind of glance at the mirror and then probably don't even do anything to fix ourselves up, and then we leave and completely forgotten what we look like.
连自己的白头发增多了都不知道啊。
Probably we are even aware that we now gain a little bit more white hair.
雅各弟兄要讲的在这里，我们看看他说什么叫做行道。
So let's take a look at here what our brother James refers to as doers of the word.
不但雅各弟兄讲，他也是我们主耶稣也在这里讲，如果我们听见的话没有去行的话，也就像是一个房子好像盖在沙滩上一样。
And not only did James talk about this, but our Lord also said that for someone who only hears the word but not a doer of the word, it's like as if somebody built a house on sand.
二十五节，我们再看一下。
So verse 25.
雅各在这里说，他说唯有仔细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，一定要注意啊，并且时常如此，就跟我们的姐妹常常把镜子拿出来看一样。这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So it's verse 25 says, but one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides in it, not having become a forgetful bearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does.
我从我们个人来看，我们怎么样，在这个上面能够行出道来。
So from a personal perspective, in terms of how I can be a doer.
我们在看圣经的时候，我们是需要好好的、仔细的、慢慢的去读。
And for example, in terms of my personal application, would be for example, when I'm reading the Bible, I need to read in detail.
也要结合一个是细读，还要结合一个速度比较快的一个通读。
And so not only do you read it's a combination of both. Not only do you need to read the verses in detail, but also you kind of quickly also read over the entire thing.
而且能够坚持啊，要常常的如此。
But also you need to be able to do this consistently.
也是雅各在这里说的，并且时常如此。
And just like James said that do this often.
我们还要加上看一些属灵的书籍。
I also need to read some spiritual writings.
当我们看属灵书籍，实际上是我们就站在这些圣徒的肩膀上面，他来帮助我们在属灵上面能够长进。
And so when we do this, we're standing on the shoulders of these spiritual giants, so that they can help us to see further.
而且让我们在属灵的道路上面少走弯路。
And to help us to take less detours on the in our spiritual growth.
特别是要给我们有这样的一个共识哈。
And also to give us this understanding.
就是我们个人花在时间上，我们的好好的学习主的话的时候，不仅仅是为我们个人的成长。
And as when we learned the word of the Lord, not only can they help us to grow personally.
而且是我们是会影响到教会整个教会的成长的速度。
But that will also affect how quickly our church.Grow and mature.
不是那个好像跟你自己学习跟教会的成长没有关系。
It's not like you do your own study and it has nothing to do with the church.
因为神所要的是整个的教会，整个的他的一个成熟。
Because what God wanted was the maturity of the entire church.
他不是像我们学校里面打一个班上的成绩平均分数这个班在数学上面得了多少分，然后最低的、最高的反正放在一起一个平均数。
So it's not like in school where they'll average out the entire class and then also give a ranking to every single student.
神在这里所要的，我们是每一个我们弟兄姐妹。
What God wanted is for every single one of brothers and sisters to do well and grow and mature.
所以你走得慢，你就会影响这个整个教会的这个成长的速度。
So even if a single person matures slowly, it will affect the entire church.
你走得快，当然会帮助这个整个教会的速度的成长。
Well, of course, if you can grow faster, you walk your path faster, then it will help the entire church.
所以讲到我们要时常如此，就要花时间在个人上面，你要把这个时间花出来。
And so that's why I say do this often. So we personally need to take the time to to do this, to read the Bible and these other books.
然后我们在参加这个我们整个在教会里面一起的敬拜这些时间上面，我们看我们是怎么来安排我们的时间。
And then let's take a look at how we ought to organize our time, spend our time at church with the various events.
像我们这样子一起在一起的博饼，我们纪念主这主日的我们是来参加这个的话，这个是一个得到神的祝福，帮助我们里面好好的成长。
For example, like we spend time to attend Holy Communion, that's something that's blessed by God because it helped us to grow.
因为为什么？当你来的时候，你要知道。我们神给我们的诫命第一条就是要爱神。
Because when we come, the very first commandment that God gives to us is to we are to love God.
我们是因着爱神，我们来一起和弟兄姐妹主日，我们来擘饼纪念我们的主，我们来敬拜我们的神。
And because we love God, that we come together with brothers and sisters to remember Him, to worship Him.
这叫行道。
And that's to be a doer.
我们从传道书里面我们知道，我们人。有一个当今的本分就神照我们理当如此的这样生活下来。
And so from Ecclesiastes, we know that we is something that we ought to do as part of our daily lives.
就是敬畏神，遵守他一切的诫命，这就是我们做人的本分。
And that's to revere God and to do His commandment, and that's what we ought to do as our lives.
还有我们参加教会的。一起的祷告会这是一个非常非常好的一个我们行道。
And so also joining the prayer meetings, that's also a good way to be a doer of the truth.
我们可以在一起学习祷告然后我们以神的事情能够成为我们的事情。
And so together we can learn how to pray and to have view God's what he views important as something that we view as important as well.
Yeah, 为神的家祷告，为神的教会祷告。
And pray for his house, his church.
你当你来的时候，你一定能学到，一定能看到你是怎样能够慢慢的也成为一个祷告的勇士。
And then when you come, then you'll see how you too can become a soldier of prayer.
因为主耶稣有很多的教导。不但教导我们怎样祷告，也叫我们要警醒的，常常的警醒祷告。
Because the Lord Jesus taught us that not only should we pray often, but we also need to pray diligently, be alert.
而且我们要像各种的聚会，比如说我们福音晚会的聚会，这些都是我们在这里一起的行道。
And then so also in various gatherings, including the gospel nights meetings, as we gather, that's also prepping. Doers of the word.
我们不但来福音晚会，而且我们还来在里面一起侍奉的时候，我们记得这是我们遵行主耶稣的大使命的命令，要万民成为他的门徒。
And not only that, when we do this, when we attend the gospel meetings and we serve there, it also means that we are obeying his great commission, which is to have all to be under his name, to bring all people under his name.
包括我们教会的受洗受洗，我们有新的生命生出来的时候。
So that also includes the baptism service. That means because it means that there's new life being joined into the family, being added to the family.
Yeah, 这就表示我们是在一个大家里面，我们彼此我们所做的都会有互相的影响才对。
So this in a big household, everything that we do affects one another.
我们主耶稣也特特把我们在地上有一个人得救的时候，我们的天上的天使都要欢呼。
And so Lord Jesus even said that even if just one person was saved on earth, the angels, hosts of angels in heaven will be joyous.
路加福音里面，我们主耶稣就用了一个比喻，就讲到一个妇人，她丢掉一块钱她有十块钱，丢了一块钱的时候，她找到了之后，非常的高兴。把邻居都请来庆祝。
So in Luke 15, our Lord Jesus used the parable of the lost coin to talk about how a woman had 10 coins, but she lost one and she couldn't find it. But then eventually she found it, and she was so overjoyed and that all the friends and neighbors came and gathered to celebrate with her.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，我告诉你，一个罪人悔改。在神的使者面前，也是要为他这样的欢喜。
So that's why in verse 10 he said, "In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents."
我们也是一样，当我们有新的生命生出来的时候，我们要真是要高兴，我们也一起来庆祝。
So in the same way, so when we see a new life, joining us, we're being reborn, that we ought to have this joy in our hearts.
如果这些事对你什么没有什么反应的话，我想就像是雅各说的一样，就是 听得到，但是没有行出来哈。
And if none of these things touches you and you have no feelings towards them whatsoever, then maybe truly you're like James said, that you're just simply listening to word but not doer.
我们雅各弟兄告诉我们说，如果听得到又行道的，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
As our brother James said, an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does.
下面我们来唱一首诗歌好。
Let's sing a song.
唯我，这非我叫做为主。
Not I, but Christ.
为我为主
在天上的阿爸父神，我们实在是感恩你从天上赐下各样的美善的恩赐，还有各样全备的福音给你的教会。
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for you bless us abundantly from heaven. You have given us all these wonderful blessings and preparing all these things for us for your church.
没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
And you, there's no change and there's no shifting or shadows.
你是昔在、今在、永在的神。
You are the Almighty who was, who is, and who will be forever.
我们感谢你用真道生了我们。
And we want to thank you for bringing us forth through the truth.
你要我们在你所创造的万物当中成为初熟的果子。
And you want us to become the first fruit among all your creations.
你把我们归在主耶稣基督里。
You brought us to bring us into Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够真正的能够成为初熟的果子来归给你
so that we can become truly the first fruit and be offered up to you
归给神的羔羊我们的主耶稣基督
and to offer up to the Lamb of God our Lord Jesus Christ
我们真是在这里愿你的旨意成就
May your will be done
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus
Amen, Amen.